गुड मॉर्निंग एवरी वन, आई एम सुनील कुमार यादव, टी जी टी केमिस्ट्री बायोलॉजी, एंड आई एम बिफोर यू टू प्रेजेंट द फर्स्ट मॉड्यूल ऑफ द चैप्टर 15 लाइट फॉर क्लास 7th इन साइंस. दिस चैप्टर इंक्लूड्स द इंट्रोडक्शन अबाउट लाइट, its reflection, activities to show reflection of light, the images formed by plane mirror, spherical mirrors and lenses. And this chapter also tells us that sunlight that we see is not a single colored light, it is a mixture of 7 colors. So in due course of the modules we will study about these in detail. So in the present module we are going to study the introduction about light. So what do you think is light? When we see around our surroundings, light is something which makes us all other things visible to us. You can take the example, we are able to see the things in daytime clearly, while the things are not clearly visible in night. Do you wonder why? It is due to the fact that during daytime there is bright sunlight or light which makes the things visible to us, and in the night there is no light, so, or there is dim light, so the things are not that much clearly visible to us. So based on this experience we can conclude that light is something that makes all other things visible to us. We are able to see the things around us due to presence of light. We experience that things which are clearly visible in daytime are not clearly visible during night, because there is bright sunlight during daytime, whereas light is dim in the night. Okay? Light is made up of particles called photons. The word photography is derived from this word. So, this is very important point, children. Light is composed of very fine particles called photons. Okay, now let us talk about another property of light. Light always travels in a straight path. Its path is never curved. Light does not bend. Okay, now the examples in our daily life that show that the light travels in a straight path are light emitted by torch light. You can see that when we focus a beam of torch light, it travels in a straight path. Okay, now let us take an activity to show that light travels along a path. Okay children, light a candle and fix it on a table. Take a piece of a straight pipe, hollow pipe, take a piece of hollow pipe, but it should be straight. Look at the candle through the pipe. You can see the candle flame if the pipe is straight. But if you take a bent pipe, you cannot see the candle flame through the bent pipe. What does this show? This shows that light always travels in a straight path. Okay? Now, question comes, can we change the direction of light? How? If the answer is yes, then how? Now the direction of light changes when it strikes an opaque surface like a mirror. Mirror is a opaque surface. Mirror can be formed by taking a piece of glass sheet and polishing its one of the surfaces. The polished surface becomes opaque and hence light cannot pass through it. But the unpolished part, unpolished surface of the glass sheet behaves as a reflecting surface. Okay, so when the light strikes the surface of a mirror, shiny surface of a mirror, the direction is changed. This change in direction is called reflection of light. Let us define the reflection of light. When light falls on a mirror, the direction of light changes. This change in the direction of light by a mirror is called reflection of light. Now again, let us see an activity to show reflection of light. Okay, take a torch and cover its glass with a chart paper having a small hole. Spread a chart paper on a wooden board. Keep a plane mirror vertically on it. Keep a plane mirror vertically on it. Direct a beam of light on the mirror from the torch with slits. From the torch with slits. Slits means narrow holes, we can say. Okay. Place the torch in such a way that its light is seen along the chart paper on the board. Now adjust its position so that the light from the torch strikes the plane mirror at an angle. We observe that the mirror changes the direction of light that falls on it. Now move the torch slightly to either side. When we do so, there is a change in the direction of reflected light. Look into the mirror along the direction of the reflected light. Do you see the slits in the mirror? This is the image of slits. This activity shows how light gets reflected from a plane mirror. Okay, so what happens when light gets reflected from a plane mirror? So suppose something is placed in front of a mirror. We can see the exact copy of the object in the same side of the mirror. This is what we call image. This is what we call image. So let us define image, or let us see how an image is formed. Place a lighted candle in front of a plane mirror. Try to see the flame of the candle in the mirror. It appears as if a similar candle is placed behind the mirror. The candle which appears behind the mirror is the image of the candle formed by the mirror. Okay, now there are different types of images formed. Let us discuss about them. Real image. Such an image that can be obtained on a screen is called a real image. Okay. Virtual image. The image that cannot be obtained on a screen is called virtual image. The image that is formed by a plane mirror is virtual image. It cannot be obtained on a screen. Okay. Now, the most familiar type of mirror that we see is a plane mirror. Plane mirror is nothing but a plain glass sheet. One of its surface is polished with silver paint or any other colored paint. Okay, so the surface which is not painted or not polished acts as a reflecting surface. Okay, now how the plane mirror forms the image? You take a candle and keep it in front of a plane mirror. You will observe a similar type of candle in the mirror, which is the image of the mirror. Okay, now can you guess what type of image is formed by a plane mirror? Image that is formed by a plane mirror cannot be obtained on a screen. That means it is virtual. the size of the image is same as that of the size of the object. Okay. What are the other characteristics of the image found by a plane mirror? Let us take one by one. The image is formed behind the mirror. The image is erect. Erect means it is not upside down. It is same as the object is. Okay, the image of the is of the same size as that of the object, as already mentioned. The image is virtual as it cannot be obtained on a screen. The image is at the same distance from the mirror as the object is in front of it. Okay, the image is laterally inverted, that is, right side of the object appears left in the image and vice versa. This is called lateral inversion. This is called what? Lateral inversion. Lateral inversion. Let us know lateral inversion in detail. Suppose you stand in front of a plane mirror and you raise your right hand. What happens in the image of the what happens in the image that you see in the plane mirror? It appears that the if you raise the right hand, left hand is raised in the image that is formed in the mirror. This is what we call lateral inversion. Lateral inversion. Okay, we can define it. When we stand in front of a plane mirror and look at our image, our right hand appears left in the image, whereas our left hand appears right in the image. The image is erect with respect to the object, but the sides are interchanged. This interchange of sides by a plane mirror is termed as lateral inversion. Now you can recall how the word ambulance is written on a vehicle that carries patients to the hospital. This is written in such a manner that when the driver of a vehicle ahead of an ambulance looks in his rear view mirror, he can read ambulance written on it and give way to it. Okay. Now, can you give me some examples of the English letters which have no impact of lateral inversion? It is O, capital A, capital M, and so on. Okay. So these letters do not have any impact of lateral inversion. It means they can be read from left side in the similar way they can be read from the right side also. So there is no impact of lateral inversion. Okay. So in this module, we have studied about the characteristics of light. Light is something which makes all other things visible to us. Light is composed of very fine particles called photons. That is why the word photography is related to light only. Light travels with a speed of 3 into 10 to the power of 10 meter per second. Speed of light is very high. That is why when there is thunderstorm in rainy season, we hear the thunderstorm before we see the thunderstorm, before we hear the thunderstorm. Okay, it is due to the fact that speed of light is very high. It is 3 into 10 to the power of 8 meter per second, while the speed of sound is very low. It is only 330 to 350 meter per second. Okay, children. So in this module, we have studied about the light reflection and the types of images, that is real image and virtual image, and the characteristics of the image found by a plane mirror. Okay, children. So now this module is completed, and this module will be having a worksheet. According to the content of this module, I have prepared some questions. Say, for example, write down some characteristics of light. We will write light is light travels in a straight path. Light is composed of fine particles like fine particles called photons. Light is something that makes all other things visible to us. Then second question, we can say, what is reflection of light? The change of direction of light when it strikes an opaque surface like mirror is called reflection of light. How image is formed? Image is formed when light strikes a opaque surface like mirror. Okay, children. So similar, the worksheet you will solve, and in the next module we will see the images formed by spherical mirrors. Images formed by spherical mirrors and the uses of spherical mirrors. What are spherical mirrors? The image found by spherical mirrors and the uses of spherical mirrors. Okay. So for now, thank you and have a nice day.